Bismillah, alhamdulillah. There's a famous hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's called the hadith of Dhul Yadayn. Dhul Yadayn, it means the one who has two hands, two arms. We all have two arms, but they say that his arms were a little bit long, so he's called Dhul Yadayn. Dhul Yadayn is famous because of this hadith. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying one of the prayers. Some reports say that it was the Asr prayer, a 4-rak'ah prayer, and he gave salams after 2 rak'ahs. He forgot the last 2 rak'ahs. He only prayed 2. Everyone is silent, except Dhul Yadayn. Dhul Yadayn, he spoke. He said, "Aqasuratis salatu am nasita ya Rasulallah?" He said, "Has the prayer been shortened? Have you received revelation that you prayed Asr 2 rak'ahs instead of 4? Or have you forgotten, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Kullu dhalika lam yakun." He said, neither of these two things happened. It hasn't been shortened and I haven't forgotten. Dhul Yadayn said, no, one of those things did happen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the rest of his companions who were praying behind him, is what Dhul Yadayn saying true? Is it correct? And they said, yes it is. He stood up, he prayed the 2 rak'ahs that he'd forgotten, and then he performed the forgetfulness prostrations at the end of his prayer. This is how we all know what to do when we forget certain things in our prayer. You don't do a forgetfulness prostration for anything you forget. It's for very particular things. You need to study the science of fiqh according to one of the 4 schools to understand the details of that. That's not the focus right now. What I want to focus on is the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fostered an atmosphere amongst his companions where they could ask him, where they could object to him. And when they did, he accepted being corrected. He didn't get angry, he didn't get upset, because he wasn't putting himself in a position of authority over his followers because he wanted their authority. He was trying to guide them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's all he wanted. We need your support. We want to produce over 100 videos in this series to show the beautiful character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will be a positive response to all the bad things that people are saying about him. If they understood who he was, they wouldn't believe any of those accusations. If you like this video, please support this cause. You can help with as little as $1 or even with the click of a mouse. Go to discovertheprophet.com or click the link in the description below to find out all the ways that you can help people discover who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And don't forget to like, comment, and share this video. Also to subscribe to our channel. All of this helps spread this message.